This show is recorded. Please do not call or text.
Courtney Ramirez with Apollo LTD. That is Life is Good on Yes FM. It is 9:37, and it is time for the Positive Chats podcast on Yes FM. This is the time where we focus on a particular topic or interview a book author or ministry leader. And this morning, we have on the phone Deirdre Riley about her book, The Pretend Christian, A Modern-Day Quest to Find the Real Jesus. Good morning, Deirdre.
Good morning. It's great to be with you, and happy Friday, everybody.
Yes, happy Friday. And we're happy here in Ohio because the sun is out after 2 days of nonstop rain. Where are you at this morning?
I am in cloudy Boston.
Oh.
So we're looking at a rainy weekend, but sometimes those aren't too bad. You kind of chill out, watch some Netflix, or, heaven forbid I do any housework, so that probably isn't happening.
Well, first off, Deirdre, tell us about what you do.
Well, I live here in the Boston area. I'm a writer. I write articles for crosswalk.com, which is a great website that gives great and, I think, relatable Christian content. I've had some articles recently on Real Clear Religion, and I am focusing on sharing this book, The Pretend Christian, with anybody who might need its message. So I'm pretty busy these days, but I feel pretty blessed, too. It's all good.
Awesome. Well, how did you come up with the title, The Pretend Christian?
You know, it's interesting. I kind of struggled with the title. I wasn't quite sure what to call it. And really, I think The Pretend Christian exemplifies how I felt for many years. I really hadn't had kind of Holy Spirit moment where I knew Christ, personally. And I was going through the motions, I was going to church and teaching Sunday school, but I wasn't feeling it inside. So I was kind of looking good on the outside, but a little bit hollow on the inside. And I thought maybe others could relate.
So you're not necessarily looking at talking to people that are purposely pretending for some ulterior motive. This is more the average Christian that thinks they're following Christ, but something is missing?
Exactly. And I would never judge another's journey, so I can't tell whether somebody's, pretending or not. It really is for that person who feels a little lonely inside despite being a Christian, and then hopefully offers some positive steps to move closer to that personal relationship. And it's also really geared for the person who is thinking about Christianity. Maybe they're interested. I think Christianity gets a bad rap these days. There are a lot of kind of judgy Christians on social media, and a lot of people live on social media. And that's not really what it's all about. That's not our best expression of our faith. So this is my pretty simple offering to, if you're interested in Christianity, this might lead you in the right direction. I can lead you to the door, perhaps.
And what turned it around for you was an encounter with the Holy Spirit, understanding the Holy Spirit?
That's right. I was doing all the right things. I was trying very hard. And, looking back, I was in a relationship with God. God was, I think, honoring my search. It was a search of many, many years. And I think God honored that. But I had gone through several different churches, and I've pulled something great out of many denominations. And one moment, I was with a friend. We had just left a church program called Alpha, which a lot of young people really enjoy, and it's really a beginning Christian program. Started, I believe, in the Church of England, and I just had my moment. It was a, metaphysical, spiritual, Holy Spirit moment where I said, oh my gosh, this is all real. This is all. Jesus really is alive, and he's mine, and I am his. And I ran inside my house. I said goodbye to my friend, and I opened up a children's Bible, which was the closest thing I had. And I could finally understand the messages even in that simple Bible. So I'll never forget that moment. And, you know, to your listeners, if you haven't had that moment yet, it's coming. Just keep trying. Keep praying. Keep opening that door. Even if it's every day you have to open it. Even if you don't have the words, just say, Jesus, I have no words. Just come in. Because it can be lonely not being a Christian, and it can be lonely being a Christian whose faith has faded or they've never had that moment. So I just hope the book helps you to feel less alone.
So how does one misunderstand or miss out on the Holy Spirit?
You know what I think it is? I think that some Christians can be big on rules and big on doing the right thing. And just because you go to church two or three times a week, that doesn't mean, you know, when push comes to shove and, you know, say take COVID, church is closed, you can't grasp onto that physical building or that community you've set up that may keep you very busy with tasks for the Lord and plays and coffee chats. All of that went away. And many people experienced losing their rudder because they didn't have that physical building. But when you build that personal, when you ask the Holy Spirit to come in, the relationship withstands many of the trials of our day. And we are heading into, I kind of put it as we're kind of in the lifeboats now, it seems, a lot of times. There are a lot of struggles in modern life. So you need that personal relationship that you can count on. Jesus is that best friend you can count on, even if the church doors are closed. So I would say, just keep reaching out to Christ. Just keep praying. And really lay it out. Your prayer doesn't have to be perfect. Lay out that prayer, even if it's, Christ, I have no words. I'm exhausted. I've worked three double shifts. I don't have words, but I'm lonely. I'm hurting. Bless me today. And then wait and look for those blessings. Open your eyes and your heart to what might happen. And you do not have to be perfect for God to love you. That's not what it's all about.
Yes, we certainly aren't saved by works or how good we are. And there is a saving faith where we know we're saved, but there's so much more to following Christ and being a Christian.
That's right. And, you know, I was in church last Sunday, and the pastor quoted a book he had just read, and the author had said, there's a reason why we're human beings, not human doings. And that really struck my heart, because we're human beings. God created us. We love to be busy. We love to help, and we love to be productive. But I think particularly maybe Western culture has gotten away from that quiet, meditative time in the Word. And it's hard for us to sit back and let God answer. We're really good at laying it out. But sometimes we have to also quietly open our hearts and let God tell us the answer. And I'm working on that myself. I'm asking God to let me be still and listen for his answers. And so we love yoga and things like that, but we get a little impatient when it comes to the Lord.
That's for sure. And especially here in America, American Christians, you know, the American dream and family and all that, it's being walking in Christ is not so much about happiness, you say. It's more about meaning. Tell us what you mean by that.
Right. Right. Well, we are an individualistic society, which can be wonderful. That can be a great thing. But we tend to strive for the individual more than the collective. And we are all about happiness. You know, look through your social media feed. There are 10 million ways for you to find true happiness. And really, life is about meaning, because life doesn't always go well. And Christ certainly taught us about the meaning of his life in our life. So if you're not the happiest person around, and you can go to Facebook and people are really producing content about how happy they are. They just went to the Bahamas. They just want to, you know, just kind of put that aside and think, if I am on a Christian walk, even if I'm struggling, there is meaning in that struggle. And it's okay. Life is not always going to be easy. Being a Christian doesn't mean life gets easier. It means that you have a Savior to walk by your side in the hard times. And it's okay to want a life of meaning versus a life of happiness. Look at missionaries who have spread Christianity all over the world. They certainly had hard lives, but they were meaningful. Christ's death was awful. It was excruciating on a human level. But what meaning he has given to all mankind. So it's okay if your life doesn't look perfect. Your life is meaningful, and it's precious to God, and you're precious to God. So keep going day by day, and keep the prayers flowing, and the listening flowing.
We're talking with Deirdre Riley, author of the book, The Pretend Christian, A Modern-Day Quest to Find the Real Jesus. Now, as Christians, we are called to share the light of Christ, to go out and make disciples of all nations. How can we better, because you mentioned earlier, we haven't left a good impression on the world sometimes. How can we as believers be an encouragement to non-believers and draw them to Christ?
Well, that's such a great question. And I really believe there are maybe two things. You know, and in the book, I give these takeaways at the end of the short chapters, and they're ways that you can reflect on what you've read in the chapter and maybe start to work with them. One is for the non-believer. One takeaway is for the non-believer, the seeker, and one is for the Christian who feels like they have found Christ. One is, I think, if we were better out in the world, better listeners. And I think sometimes we're so full of the Holy Spirit that we lurch towards sharing that with the non-believer. And if they're struggling, what kind of impact could we have if instead of speaking, we simply said, tell me about that? Even if it's something we're longing to talk about, maybe it's a social issue like abortion. Maybe it's an issue, you know, that's very personal, death. Someone struggling with grief. Instead of offering, well, Jesus is by your side, what if you said to that person, tell me about that. Tell me about how you're feeling right now. How is that grief going for you? You are beginning to build a relationship, even if it only lasts 5 minutes. And I believe, and I've tried this in my own life, to really be present with that person and really bring them in to my experience of being a Christian by listening and loving as Christ would love. So that's one thing. Maybe if you're tempted to offer a Bible verse or offer, you know, your expression of Christianity, offer to listen, even if it's, you know, at work near the water cooler. And the other thing I think is a lot of non-believers are very stymied by what many call Christianese. You know, we have a certain way of talking and a certain way of even the word fellowshipping that they don't understand. And in the book, I talk about phrases like when I was a non-believer, the phrase blood of the lamb used to really kind of give me the willies because I didn't understand its meaning. But now I appreciate it and it's dear to me. I understand it. But maybe just having, you know, some type of awareness that if we meet people in their language, their mode of speaking, it doesn't mean we're abandoning Christ. It means that we're really working out a discipleship and meeting that person where they are. So it's kind of like just meeting someone in the middle. We don't lose our Christianity because we offer to listen, love, and have a language that is a little bit more universal. So I hope that's helpful. I hope it makes sense.
Oh, yeah, great point. Yeah, for sure. In The Pretend Christian, you also talk to those Christians that are in high-profile positions. I guess that would include us here at YesFM that are on the radio. What do you say to those of us that have that
high visibility, high profile position like a pastor or even, you know, an evangelist?
Oh, I think that's a great question. And yes, and I'm so grateful you have your show because I think people need it. And we need, definitely need great Christian content. But I think when you're a high profile Christian, there is a special onus on you to really evidence Christ's meaning, the meaning of his life through your personal life. And there are so many people that are on the brink of investigating Christianity, and then something happens with a high-profile Christian, and they're caught in a compromising, you know, activity, or they're just saying something that really is cutting or cruel. And what that does is that stops that investigation. And an initial investigation into Christianity is so tentative, because frankly, Christianity's got a lot of bad press out there. So if you are lucky enough to have, if God has placed you in a position of authority, a position where people listen to you and watch you, take good care of that. That's a gift from God. That's a blessing. Take good care of it. Take good care of your audience. Offer them love. Offer them the truth. Tell them about sin. Tell them about the need for repentance. Don't sugarcoat it. Don't give a new agey feel-good Christianity, because that doesn't help anybody. And a lot of churches, I think, are embracing a kind of newer age feel-good Christianity. And we all want to feel good, but we desperately need to know the truth. Life is short, and we really do need to know the truth about Christ. And so I would just say, be real in your personal life, be real on social media, offer love, not condemnation, and really the truth of the gospel. And if you do those, you're going to help your viewership, your listening audience so much more than feel-good mantras. They'll come back for the truth. We can get feel-good New Age messages all throughout the week at work, in our neighborhoods, and in our communities. Christian media and church is the one place we can get the truth, so let's deliver it.
Absolutely. You are correct. Thank you so much. We're talking with Deirdre Riley, author of the book, The Pretend Christian, A Modern-Day Quest to Find the Real Jesus. Deirdre, how can people find the book, and do you have other resources available online, and how can we check you out at crosswalk.com?
Oh, thanks so much. Well, if you go to crosswalk.com and enter my name, you'll find my content. I write there about 3 or 4 times a month, and I have a couple of articles I've done for Real Clear Religion. If you visit there, you can find my work there. I have a website. My name is tough. It's got a lot of E's and I's. But it's DeirdreRiley.com. And if you Google The Pretend Christian, you can connect with me at that website. That website will pop up. And visit me there. And I always have time to communicate in love and support. So don't be bashful. And if this book, my feeling is, if the book reaches one person that really needs Christ in the heavenly realm, it's done its job. And just really happy to be on your show, and thank you so much for having me.
Oh, glad to. Thank you for your conversation, Deirdre. And wow, and thanks for challenging us in a gentle way. That's something we need to be aware of, and so that we don't become a pretend Christian. Talking with Deirdre Riley, author of the book, The Pretend Christian. Thank you so much, Deirdre, and God's blessings upon you, and pray that your book will have a greater influence than you would ever imagine.
Well, God bless you and all your listeners, and have a great weekend, everybody.
Thank you so much. God bless.
That is Deirdre Riley, author of the book, The Pretend Christian, on the Positive Chats podcast on Yes FM, and we will have that available on the podcast page, website yeshome.com, in the coming days. Also, on our mobile app for yeshome.com, the Yes FM mobile app, available at for iPhone and Android. It is 9:57 on Yes FM. Sunny today, night of 92.